Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
I don't even think there was five.
He's
welcome
great.
Back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today, and he's still awake.
I'm still awake, John.
And wow. We're in the middle of the Christina Liu show. Now, we always usually give a number out, and you know, whoever my guest host is, other than Otto, sometimes they're baffled. They look at me. It's like, you know, what world am I in? But we have such confusion with this year because with vacations, with me being sick and yada, yada, yada. So we're just going to go with the number 8, which is infinity. So we're just going to hold on to that number.
Okay.
So we might have infinity for a couple of days, a couple of weeks.
All right, we'll
infinity is one of those numbers that goes on forever, and it represents this. And
I'm obsessed with the infinity sign.
Are you really?
I have like so many infinity, double infinity.
Oh,
I'm
good,
like
good.
Infinity
so we're
going to
stick with infinity until we get ourselves organized here.
Yeah.
Good
point.
I didn't know you like got it. The infinity sign.
I love it. Yeah, me, Jay, actually, his wedding ring he had tattooed on his finger, and it's a double infinity sign.
Really?
Yeah, because he, from working outside, because he couldn't, like, wear a ring every day, so he did it. I didn't even have to ask him. Put that.
Wow, that's a cool idea.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So who's his other wife? He got one infinity for you.
I know. You know, infinity was too short for us. We, like, really wanted double infinity. We wanted to be, like, stuck together forever, you know?
That's a smart, that's a nice idea, though. I like that.
Yes, and then he actually bought me, because I'm not getting a tattoo on my finger, a ring that has a double infinity. So, yeah. It's all, see, it works. You didn't even know. It just totally correlated
cool.
to my
So, and until we get organized, we're going with infinity. The number of the day, as what's his name?
There you go.
Would say. And the number
and,
of
and we'll
the
just
day.
Say happy birthday.
Right, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, just
greet
me. Just say happy birthday, and I'll take it.
Whenever you
I'll go with
see
it.
Christina, happy birthday.
Right, right. Merry Christmas and happy birthday. What the hell? Throw it in.
I'm just happy. We'll throw it in. But this is
You
exciting.
Can't really go wrong.
Never.
Because every day is happy birthday.
No, you can go wrong. By not saying anything, you can go wrong.
Correct. But I don't know if either of you saw, we had in Newsday just, I guess it was last week,
mm-hmm.
We had a little feature about the Technology for the Terrified program.
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
I saw it.
So I was very happy that was, because it's such a great program. And I said, it's filling, after this article, the calls were really pouring in even more for people to register. And I think it's really great because, Otto, as you can remember, you know, when Project Independence started, I think it's safe to say we had no technology kind of programs.
No.
And I think it's really great that now people want to, you know, be connected. And Otto, I mean, was always ahead of the curve amongst
Actually, Otto has paper in front of him today, but usually Otto has his iPad.
I have my iPad,
oh, you have it?
But
okay.
It's closed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I logged in for nothing.
Right.
He logged in for nothing.
But yeah, it's really, it's
I would like
important.
To get, I'll tell you what, I'd like to get a, I'm going to Technology for the Terrified that she's
Ooh.
Running on May 1st.
Okay.
Which is about Siri, Alexa, and Google
yes.
Home. And I happen to be really an advocate for the fact that seniors should have Alexa or any of these things mm-hmm. at home with maybe a group that installs it for people so that they can use Alexa for reminders for when to take medication.
Mm-hmm.
Alexa, play me Perry Como music. Alexa, call my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Alexa, who's at the front door? You know, there's a lot of technology
yeah.
for the, particularly for the elder orphans.
Mm-hmm,
and I don't have the smarts to put a package like that together,
mm-hmm.
but maybe talking with Barbara, she might know people.
Yeah, well, once you go to that class, I think it'd be great to kind of get
yeah,
more information.
Yeah, I'd like to get her
yeah,
contact
absolutely.
Information later.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
just to talk about seniors quickly, my mother, we got my mother a cell phone 6-7 years ago, whatever. She was late 80s when we got it for her. She plugged it in to charge it. She never took it. She kept it. She goes, John, this doesn't make sense. I said, Maya, you're supposed to take it with you. She left it charging by the regular phone.
Oh,
and sometimes you'd call it and she'd
charge.
Answer that phone. And sit. I said, but Ma, it's supposed to be
yeah.
in, like if you go in the car. Never left. And finally, after a couple of years, like, John, I think you're wasting your money with
yeah.
this. We really don't use it. And I canceled it. But that's, you know, it's an important thing that they should have it in their pocketbook. God forbid you fall.
Yeah.
you can get in touch with somebody, even if it's going to church, whatever you're going. I don't care where you are. If it's in your bag.
That's what we always say.
Oh, it's a lifeline. Yeah.
Well, it's like Alexa. You know, if somebody falls and they have a med alert or whatever, maybe they'll use it, maybe they won't. But if you have a wristband, mm-hmm. like a Fitbit kind of mm-hmm. thing on, and you fall and there's some kind of an impact, mm-hmm. it could trigger Alexa to call 911 or whoever you set it up with. You know, the number of things that can be done with that type of
No, and that's a beauty. You know, we're always talking about, you know, the fear of technology. But, you know, there really is a lot of great things that, you know, can help people. Certainly age in place, you know, alone.
I have Alexa in my office, and she's just nasty.
I know.
She doesn't shut up. I don't understand.
I know. Well, you should hear
she
what
talks when I don't want her to talk, and I'm saying, stop it.
You have Alexa?
Yeah, but
I have Alexa.
Yeah, but for 2 years, he was calling it Lexus. Lexus. What's the chance of Lexus? Lexus. Doesn't work. Stupid thing doesn't work. Lexus. my kids live in Rochester. They have all the lighting set up to Alexa.
Yes. A lot of people do.
It's like Alexa, Invader, you know, Intruder, Intruder, and the lights are flashing. It's crazy.
No, it's really.
Well, the smart home thing is now the next wave, you know. And this, you need to have this kind of technology to use it.
Yeah,
really.
And I think, listen, I get the request and I see it when they come in, and the fact that people are really interested and that these classes are selling, you know, filling up like very fast.
She's going to need partners after a while.
And, you know, and libraries have been contacting us because recently Hillside Library just said that they wanted to, you know, take this to them. So there's going to be different, and I think it's really great.
That's a good facility.
Yeah, that people are, and I like that there's a different theme, you know, each chat, because it can be, you know, originally when it started, it was like this overwhelming topic, you know. But it's really geared towards it, and people, you know, and they almost treat it like a college course, because I'll see the same people kind of going, you know, each time, which is great. So I'm really glad that it got the press it deserves in Newsday, which is always exciting for us. I also got we've been promoting this Tilly Center volunteers, and I just got an email this week, actually, that they're looking for people for, April 28th, which is the Sound of Music. The volunteers would need to come between 4:45 and 6 p.m. The show starts over at 6 p.m. These volunteer ushers would help with greeting guests and helping them find their seats in the theater. Once the performance begins, if there are seats available, you can just sit down and watch it. Because remember, we had that question?
Oh, it's if there are seats available.
Which I'm sure they're probably, you know, I'm sure you could find a seat.
Bring a chair.
Bring a folding chair.
Bring a folding chair.
So that's April 28th. They also have tonight, April 19th, which I'm sure they're always looking for people, so if you're around, it's One Night of Queen. Volunteers would also need to come around 6:45. So
I don't see the seniors going to Queen.
Yeah, you never know.
Even though I think it was cool. Yeah,
right. You don't know.
Well, a senior now is what? 60
That's
years
right.
old?
60 years old, so yeah. Right. Queen was 70-something.
That's right.
Or he would be 70-something if he was alive, I would assume.
We need younger, older.
Right, younger, older.
That's what we're looking for.
That's
we have
the
a
next
lot of
article.
Shows. That's right. I have that written down. It's on a post-it note, actually, in my desk.
Yes, I'm actually starting working on it.
And speaking also about the technology, the Great Neck Library on Tuesdays from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. has these tech squads, which I love, this concept. So you can go and directly, you know, bring whatever your device is and, you know, ask, you know, whatever questions you have. They can show you things. So it's this kind of one-on-one thing. You don't need to register for this. You know, and sessions could be up to like 30 minutes. So if you have some questions, because, you know, I know so many people and I get the calls all the time because, you know, I'll be like the grandchild for everyone. And, you know, people come in, you know, what is this? How do I download this? Where's this button? Where's this app? So this way, you know, if you have these direct questions, it's definitely a great
specific
thing.
Questions, which is absolutely. A good thing. Right?
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. Some people just literally want to have a quick answer on something. We also coming up in a couple of weeks, we have our CarFit program is going to be advertised. But I recommend people, if they are interested in this, you know, if you're still driving, it's such a great thing to do. I did it, and there was things that, you know, I didn't know. I'm getting my new lease today, so I might need to be re-CarFitted.
Your new lease? Ooh. Like a new car?
Yeah. I had to. It was up, and I like.
That's up for are you 2 years?
3 years.
That was 3 years.
Right. Everyone's saying I know.
That's why you're saying
torture.
A new car. I'm saying.
And I hate
God,
it. I'm like,
I
despise driving. But Jay was like, yeah, we need to get this done. You know. So luckily, Jay did all the legwork.
And your car is mint.
I picked out the color. Yeah, except there was one part that I unfortunately in the Clint G. Martin parking lot,
oh, really?
Someone had backed into my front and left. So it's a little cracked, so I had to pay some.
Did you?
It's okay. It's all right. You know, these things happen. But my new car is going to be very nice, so I picked out the color. I'll give a shout-out to my husband.
Well, we don't sell cars here, but what kind of car?
It's a Jeep Compass. Okay. A pearl white, two-tone black top. Yes.
Oh, two-tone.
Yeah, it gave a little jazzy. It was like a little Barbie car. but I had my previous car was an I like, you know, and
but
it's
this
not
car you
too
have
big.
Now is a Jeep, right?
Yes, yeah. And this one's actually a little smaller, which I'm fine with because I really don't like driving. But
right.
You know, I'm glad that everything went well, and Jay did all the heavy lifting and finding this car. So I just have to
That's
show
amazing.
Up and sign
well,
today.
Well, you keep your car. Well, Jay keeps them
yes,
mint.
You yeah,
think it's
so,
a brand new car.
But so I will have to be re-car fitted because, you know, I think it's just so great. There's things, how to put your mirrors, how to, you know, how far you should be away from your steering wheel, all these things. That's Friday, May 31st, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Call 311. We can get you set up for that. And we are at 44 minutes. Oh, my God. I just also remind everyone to always call 311 or 869-6011. I mean, it's springtime. North Hempstead has endless events going on.
Stop.
The STOP program we'll give a quick shout out to because that's everyone's favorite. That's next week,
yes.
April 27th, and Sunday, April 28th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at North Hempstead Beach Park. I mean, we should definitely check it out.
Perfect.
Drop
off. I just
want
to take a moment on behalf of everybody here at the station and in the town of North Hempstead to wish everybody a happy Passover and a happy Easter and enjoy this weekend. I don't know how the weather's supposed to be, but whatever it is, hopefully you're with family and that's it. Have a wonderful weekend. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.